Okay, so last week we spoke about when you can bench Sphere Simon, right? And basically we brought down this halacha in Tuf Pei Tes Siv Beis that the Medaktikim, they wait to Tzei Sakichadim to bench Sphere, count Sphere. And the Chaber said, "Mechein roi lasis," and we spoke about how there's a machlekes rishayim min araisa, whether spiros ha'ayim is man azed is min araisa min rabbanon, and the Mishnah Berurah said that it's mashma from the Chaber that the medaktikin is mashma that only if you want to be very careful. But Meikra did, you're allowed to be yaitze even before tzeisak hachavim, even bein hashmashas. And the reason for that is the Mishnah Berurah said it because since we know there's machlokes whether Sphere Simon is Manazem mid Raisa mid Rabbanon, and if you say it's, we pass against the Rabbanon, and therefore Ben Shmashas is a Suffolk Yoim Suffolk Laila, so we know the famous klal of Suffolk Rabbanon Lakula. So you can, since you say something about Lakula, you can count during Ben Shmashas. And we saw the Be'al Lacha that told us what's considered Ben Hashmashas, and he says that Ben Hashmashas is considered 15 minutes before it says. It's not like we have by Shabbos. By Shabbos, Ben Hashmashas is immediately after Shkia. That's because it's Shabbos. They have to be Mamor Machamer. But here, you want to be Yotze at night. At Derabbanan, it's not a, you cannot be Yotze by right after Shkia. It's not considered Ben Hashmashas. You have to wait till 15 minutes before it says. So we, on our earliest calculation, would be 30 minutes after Shkia, would be the earliest time that you can bench Sphere Simon. And then again, even that, that's only if you going like the Shittas that hold that Sphere Simon is not as Derabbanan. But if you want to be Choshish, for there's a lot of Rishayim, we saw the Be'alacha, the first Be'alacha, so there's a lot of Rishayim that hold that Sphere Simon is Midaraisa. So if Sphere Simon is Midaraisa, so then you wouldn't be Yotze, Ben Hashmashas at all. You'd have to wait till says, which is the earliest 45 minutes right after Shkia. So that's why our suggestion was that maybe during Sphere Simer you should try to daven at a later minyan from our.
Who's the one that said that Timothy tonight? Is that the Mishnah Berurah? To come without a bracha?
Yes. Yeah, that was the Mishnah Berurah. And that's the next lacha. That's what we're about to start with right now. So then we had Tuf Pei Tes Siv Gimel, which said, let's say you're davening with the Tzibur. You're davening with the Tzibur, and it's still Mivayd Yoyim. Mivayd Yoyim sounds like it's still day. So he says, you should count with them without a bracha. Now, why they're davening when it's still daytime, we're not sure exactly. But they're davening, and then you're stuck in this minyan, I guess. So what you should do, I guess maybe this is the only minyan in town. And now, so what you should do is you should count without a bracha. And then if you remember at night, you should make a bracha and do Sphere Simon.
Well, this is after Shkia, but it's before.
Oh, so hold on, we're going to get that in a second. So let's get that in a second. So now, Mishnah Berurah said, now what does Mibayd Yoy mean? Now we just spoke about what Ben Hashmashas is. So the Mishnah Berurah says here, in Siv Katan Tezayim, he says, Yesh Me'achroinim Shepirshu Dehainu Ben Hashmashas. What does it mean, Mibayd Yoy? It means Ben Hashmashas. So Ben Hashmashas is the time that the Tzibur is davening, which we said is the earliest 15 minutes before, 30 minutes after Shkia, basically, the earliest. So then, if you're in this minyan, so then you should say it, and then have it tonight. He says that, you're going to have Yashav B'dayte, all the way at the end of that Tziv Katan, that if you remember later on at night, so then you do not want to be Yaitze with this Sphira. And so that's the tonight that you should have. Okay, so that's what he said. Now, he says at the end, and we didn't have time for this last time, which hopefully we'll get to this, what I want to do today, is that he says here at the end, V'ayin bir alocha. Okay? So if you take a look at bir alocha, mi boy yoy. You have it? So bir alocha, mi boy yoy, it's on Siv Gimel.
Yeah.
Okay. So he says, ayin mishaburu. That's always the first, guys. Don't jump to the bir alocha before seeing mishaburu. He says, "Umashum mehem, the miplag hamincha. If after plag hamincha, if you're davening ma'ariv, v'kuli alin yachal l'nais. Everybody agrees that after plag, you cannot bench Sphere Simer. Vida, the yesh harbe achroinim, the mefarshemi b'yoyim hain miplaga mincha olamayla. There's a lot of achroinim. The levush, he says, in parentheses, there's a levush there, al yorabba, chak yakoy. Anyway, so he brings out a number of them, and he says that they say that no, mibayim doesn't mean b'nish mashes, like we were learning until now. Mibayim means after plaga mincha, which is still the broad daylight. He says still that they hold that this halach is talking about after plaga mincha. Umay de koma, moina imayim, hainu mishum, the afa gab demi ikir hadin. Kol's man shayna laila ena zman sfira, even though that mikra din, it's not night, so how could it be zman sfira? Some mekaymes are noyig to be mekel. Mishum shahiragilim leispal marv kaidim chashecha. They daven marv before it gets dark. V'chashashu they're scared shem lo yisperu oz betzibor v'yechu kolecha lebeisai. They're scared that if they do not count then in the tzibor, and everybody goes home, yishkechu machmas tirda. V'lo yisperu v'tiz batal ikir teri sfir. So we're afraid, this is the minyan in town you're going to. It's the davening marv after plag. You know, they got everybody together, they're nervous, and no one's going to come out again, I guess. There's, you know. So we're afraid that if you don't say sfir then you're going to forget later, and everyone's going to forget the sfir sign. V'alkein samchu b'makim hadchak ayesh misha'aymer d'besfira b'zman hazeh. Listen to this. So he says, so therefore, what are they saymech on? They're saymech on that there's a man, the Omar, that holds that sphere of his manazeh, shurak zeich l'mikdash. L'reiva paiskim, ein lahachma ba yoysim kriyashma atfilo. So you should not be machma more than kriyashma atfilo. V'kivon, the chash v'zulas kolas laila, since they are already considering this nighttime, the kayir in shema was palmar, they are saying shema, they're davening marim. K'moikim yesh l'nu lakshu v'laila, they mean sphere. So too, they're considering it nighttime for Sfira. The Kamar, the Af Mishu Tamachacham. Now, you'll think, oh, maybe this is just for the Ramayinan. Okay, but I'm a Tamachacham, so therefore I shouldn't be Saimach on this type of Shita. He says, no. Im Libai Naifa, if he's scared, Shami Yitar, the Yishkach, the Lispa, the Yechidus, if he's afraid he's going to forget to die, to do it later, Yacho, Lispa, and Matzibar, you can do it with the Tzibar, Achol Yivar, Chazak upon him. You should make a brach. To me, it's not time for Sfira. Okay, so that's what we have to know basically in this parallel. So he's saying that there is a man, the Amar, there is a Shita that holds that after Plaga Mincha, you could, you know, say Sfira Sa'aymer with the Shul. So here at least is a little bit of a smach for the Shuls that don't wait for a half hour after Shkia. At least you have this beralacha that you can be saying. Okay, so you have something. Again, I, you know.
Everybody admits it's a shas of chak.
Yes, sir. Yes.
That the Mishnah, that the Machaber would bring like a shas of chak kind of thing, with bod yom.
Yeah, I mean, so you're saying why
normally,
is it...
Normally he's talking about something that's more common.
So you're saying why is it called a shas of... He's saying that...
He didn't call it a shas.
No, he says, "Alkein samku b'makim hadchak."
Right.
It's a makim hadchak.
Yeah. That everybody's going to go home.
Right. So why?
This is like an exception.
So it's a makim hadchak. Why is it makim hadchak? Because this is the only minyan in town.
Right.
So if you have other minyanim in town, it's not such a makim hadchak.
Right.
Nice.
Well.
Yeah. I mean, it doesn't seem like he's so. It does not seem so. Then just.
It fits
just,
better. It fits better than his banish mushrooms. It fits better than it's.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Lamaisa, but he says, Lamaisa, there are a number of achrayim, because Harbi achrayim that say that this may be in the time of Plaga Mincha.
This is taking into account human frailty. Once people go home from shul,
yeah,
they get busy with whatever they're doing at home, they're going to forget to come again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. See, but this again, like, I'm getting the sense, like, you know, this is, they had one minion in town. This is when the davening marv. There's not like the 10 o'clock, not 11 o'clock. This is the marv in town. And you go home, you're going to have to daven marv yechidus, if you don't daven marv then. So you're going to daven marv now, but then what do you do about Sfira Sa'aymer? So that is, there's a lot of reason why you might forget Sfira Sa'aymer. But I imagine if you have a place, even in Detroit, that is a number of minyanim, later minyanim, and who doesn't daven marv with a minyan? I mean, you know, everyone tries to daven marv with a minyan. You're like, who, on purpose, never daven marv with a minyan. So, you know, if you know you didn't daven marv, and you're going to daven Ma'ariv in a later minyan.
You know what? You know? When the Mishnah Berurah wrote this, he was living in Poland. The people probably didn't stay up till 10, 11, and 12 o'clock at night.
Come
in. You know, they go home and that's it. They go home in a little while, they have supper and they go to sleep.
I just wanted to show you.
We're all running around here till 11, 12 o'clock. At, you know, different.
Yeah.
And it could be like in a shtetl, there's one minion, one shul.
Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to be realistic here.
That there are going to be a bunch of people that are going to forget to count again if they don't count.
It could be. I'm just trying to show here that there is a shita. I mean, last week we came down pretty hard. That you know, Shkia, that after Shia has not been a Shmashit, you can't even be Yaitzei. There is a Shita, there's this Bralacha, you know, I wanted there is what to be Saimachan if you want to say Shri Yom. Now, you shouldn't say with the Bracha. I mean, that seems pretty clear, you should not say with the Bracha. I don't know I don't know why the Shatz is able to say with the Bracha, or the Shliach Zib is able to say with the Bracha. But it sounds like Bralacha, if you're there, at least what you should do is say without a Bracha. So, I mean, the best that I can do is that if you're in one of these shuls that are davening right away after Shkia, so you should not make the bracha. You should say it if you want. And then have in mind, you know, that...
if it was...
Exactly, that tonight. Okay, fine. Now, the next, I think this, that wasn't even the last thing we spoke about. The last thing we spoke about last week was Sivkot and Yudchas, the last Sivkot and Siv Gimel. So Sivkot Yud Ches says you should bench at night. You should bench again when you get home. You should make the bracha and say Sfiras Ayin. So all the way at the end there, he says Kosvu Achrayim. You have it. It's a few lines after he starts Kosvu Achrayim.
In
Yud Ches. Kosvu Achrayim. Then Yotzu Akechavim. Let's say it's already the Kechav. It says. You're allowed to say Sfir Salimir even if you do not daven Ma'ariv yet. Vafilahu Matzei Shabbos. V'halaylahu l'chol mili. As soon as it hits Seis, you can go ahead and say Sfir Salimir. You don't have to wait for Ma'ariv. Okay, now. Hold on one second. Let's go back to Tuf Pei Tes. Sif Aleph. This is what we started with last week. That's where we're starting the halachas of Sfiras Ayin. And he says, Belel Sheini, you have it?
Mm-hmm.
Ach, the Tuf Pei Tes Sif Aleph. No, Mechaber. He says, Belel Sheini, Acher Tfilas Arvis, Maschil Lisper Ha'Ayin. He says, after Ma'ariv. He says, after Ma'ariv. What do you mean, after Ma'ariv? We just said before that... The Mishbur over here later on, not before. I said it before. Mishbur later on said that as soon as it hits Seis, you can go ahead and do Ma'ariv. But take a look at the Be'er Halacha. Why do you do it after Ma'ariv? So Be'er Halacha, after Tfilas Ha'aretz. You have it? Kosa b'sefer Maruk Tzia. The sefer called Maruk Tzia says, Batam b'sefer Nachar Tzia. Why do we say Sfiras Ayin after Ma'ariv? Mishum the Bedayrus Harishayim Haya Haminig L'Sfal Avis Kaidim Alayel. Because they used to daven Ma'ariv before it was Seis. So therefore, B'siyum HaMa'ariv, once they would finish Ma'ariv, Hitzchila HaLayla. So that's really when night started. So Va'az HaYisayim Kedim B'chilas HaLayla. So then, they would say Sfiras Ayin right away as soon as Ma'ariv started, as soon as nighttime. You can't say Sfiras Ayin before nighttime, you're really supposed to say Sfiras Ayin after.
They were saying Ma'ariv before.
So they would daven Ma'ariv before night, and then they'd finish Ma'ariv when it was nighttime, when it was Seis.
That's saying that the real reason why it's not that we daven Ma'ariv then once.
Right, it's not because Ma'ariv we should daven first, it's just, it happens to be that they daven Ma'ariv, so let's say you daven Ma'ariv later, so it sounds like you should say Sfira before Ma'ariv. But, look what he says next. Achei b'chayk Yaakov, sifkat and tezayin, kasav de medina tzarech lahaktim kriyish ma'at filah shavutadim. So the Chak Yaakov does not go with the Ma'ariv to see it. He says, the Chok Yaakov, that no, since Shema and Tefillah is Tadr. So you always do the Tadr first. You have two mitzvahs that you can do. You always do Tadr, Shein and Tadr, Tadr. Okay? So now, how does the Mishnah Berurah seem to be going? If I have to choose what it seems from Sivkot Yud Ches, it seems the Mishnah Berurah is going, that as soon as it hits nighttime, right, Sivkot Yud Ches, so we said earlier, that as soon as it hits nighttime, you can do Sphira. Doesn't sound like he's saying he brings down from the Achrayim that you can do it right away. So it sounds like if I had to...
Before marriage.
You could, yeah, you can do it before marriage. So if I had to guess which sheet of Mishmur held more strongly, it would seem that he held that you can say Sphira right away. Okay?
Why would it be practical to say Sphira before marriage?
Well, I don't know if it's preferable, but you could do it. Certainly could do it. Now there is an Indian, if you look at the before, let's get into this also. I mean, if you look at Sifkot and Beis, in Tafei Tasif Al Sifkot and Beis, he says Achet Filos Abris VeKaidem Aleinu the Kol Ma the Eshel Akdum Akdino the Kedeshi Iskayim Yoiser Mashakosov Tamimais Tehiyen, because you want to do Sfiras Iver right away, as early as possible in the night, because then you'll have Tamimais. The special Indian of the Pasuk says, the Mimasi should be complete, so you die, you say it right away. Okay, so that's the Mishnah Berurah. So again, another Raya that he wants you saying it right away, Mishnah Berurah, as soon as possible. And also from some kind of text. Now let's take a look at Rav Moshe. Okay, you have a... However, before we get into this, I just want to say we're also going to be talking about the big shiloh about when you shake lulav, yeah, and sukkahs, when you wake up in the morning, right? There's some people that shake lulav right away in the sukkah, right? Or they do it by davening, right? Okay, so we're gonna see what Ramesha feels about which one is right. Okay, so that's what we'll see here also. So you take a look here in Siman Tzadi Tes, in Negus Maisha, this is our Chaim Chelik Dalad. So here, this really gets into involved with it. Now, before we get into this mishmur, let me just show you one more halacha. And that halacha is a Siv Dalet. Okay? Look at the remote Siv Dalet. Pay some and tough, they test it out. Ukisha Higia Hazman. When it comes time to say Sphir Saimir, Asurin Lachol Asha Yisbar. You cannot eat until you say Sphir Saimir. Bafila Hiskel Lachol Paisik Pesipher. Even if you started eating, you gotta stop. Who's Sphir Saimir? Okay. Look at some comes from Dalit. Lachol, Vahu Adin, Shah Malachas. Also, other Malachas. You can't do anything. Once it hits Sphir Saimir time, you gotta stop. You gotta do Sphir Saimir. So how do you do that? What's the pshat in that? Let's see if he says it here. I think there's something.
Isn't it like it by itself when Davin Mar at 10 o'clock left here? The whole reason for that is that you're going to forget. Right?
Yeah.
Davin at 10 o'clock Mar, if that's your Davin, unless that's not... That
yeah. So I want to see. I thought I saw where he says it before it's over here. I know he brings it later on. I just want to see if it's said here. Okay, I thought I saw this in the Shabbat. Let's see. Oh, here. If you look at the Sifkat and Chav Gimel, all the way at the end, the last line he says, ah. In a place where the Shamash would say, would call out to do Sphir Saimir, you don't have to worry about, you don't have to do it right away. You don't have to worry about eating, stopping to eat in order to do it. Now, this really, halacha really is we find in other places also. And we find by Kriyashma. Now really, by Kriyashma, you're not supposed to be learning before Kriyashma or before davening. And let me see if I can just find it. And he says that you're really not supposed to be learning, but there's two exceptions. Afilu lilmoid also mishi yagiyaz man tefila. If someone has the minute, somebody davens in his basement, it's where he learns. So he says, you're not allowed to learn before davening. I just skipped a few words. We're afraid the guy's going to throw a orangutan of learning. He's going to, you see everybody in the world out and learn before chakras, yeah. Right? Except me. Yeah, you know that. Right? That's what everybody's thinking.
Chakras?
Yeah, we're talking about chakras. You know how to learn before chakras because the whole minute of the oil, anybody, right, is everybody tries to have a seder before chakras. Absolutely. So he says here, this is only if you're davening b'chidus. If you're davening b'chidus, so then we're afraid. But if you're davening with the minyan, you have min kavua, so then there's no worries. He says also you're allowed to point to shayim, you're allowed to point somebody to someone who's not learning to say, hey, make sure to get me for chakras. Even if you're davening by yourself. Okay, but this is really where the makar, where we find when you have a minyan kavua, so then you don't have to worry about davening right away. You don't have to do the davening, you can learn before davening. And also by Sfiris Ivers, since you have a minyan kavua that you always go to, so even if you have a 10 o'clock marav or 11 o'clock marav, whatever it is, so then you're going to be fine. Okay, so now we can get to that.
That's not for kavua? There's a lot of people, like...
No, I mean, there are minyanim kavua, I would, that's how, there are minyanim that you are going to daven marav. You're not planning a davening. If you're planning a davening marav by yourself, so then, then I guess you should do Sfiris Ivers right away. Mm-hmm. You should have that app going off and you should do it right away. But let's see what Ramosha feels about this. Okay, so here we are, Simon Sadi Tess, and let's get through this. So, Sibur Shiyesh Lahem Minin Kavua, Bisham Ucharis Balayla. You have this Sibur, right, that they daven late. The Saimchanazat Misha Tsarach Lachel Kodem Maris, Bubim Sphere. This is what people are Saimachan, they want to eat before Marv and before Sphere Saimer. So, they're Saimachan this that we just spoke out. That you can have a minyan kavua, so then you're okay, you can eat. So the shaila is, what about sfira? Are you allowed to eat before sfira because you have a minyan kavua later on? So lechayra hayanir the kivat shein tzayich lisper b'tzibor. My time alo yisper kayim shalaychol. There's no inyan that you have to do sfira sa'ima with a tzibor. So why don't you just do the Sfiris Ayim and then eat? So he's saying like this. We know that there's a halacha that if you, let's say, davening mar. Are you allowed to eat before davening mar? It's time for mar. You're allowed to go davening. Are you allowed to eat? So he says, look, you have a minyan kavua. We know the halacha is. I just spoke, I have a minyan kavua. So then you don't have to worry about eating. He says, what about Sfiris Ayim? Sfiris Ayim, there's no inyan to...
That was by learning.
This is by learning before davening. So it's also eating. I brought over here eating. It's also eating. Really, he also says eating also. Just usually not eating before. There's also a lach over here in Kriya Shema. But by eating. But let's say you're eating before Alei Sashan. Let's say you get up in the middle of the night to eat. So he says also here you have to stop from eating in order to daven. Okay, so you ought to eat before daven. But he's how are you allowed to do it? Because you have a minyan kavua. What about Sfiris Ayim? Can you eat before Sfiris Ayim? That was the shaila.
Once you've reached the time
of Sfiris Ayim, can you be Simon, right? We know this halacha that I just said, that you have to stop from eating. The Ramah says you have to stop from eating. So he wants to know, here it's not clear, there's no Mishabruah, it's not clear whether you want to have this svar of a minyan kavua. Can you be Simon that you have davened of a minyan kavua? So he wants to know, can you do that? So he says, L'chaira, since there's no inyan to do Sfiris Ayim with B'tzibur, Marib, there's an inyan to do Sfiris to do B'tzibur. So maybe you'll say by Marib, I can eat before Marib because Marib has anything to do with Tzibur. But Sfiris Ayim has no anything to do with the Tzibur. So he says, why? So he says, the kibbutz ain't tzarach lisper b'tzibur. My time will be sakrayim shayichol. So just do it before you eat. You ready? You want to sit down? Just.
You're talking about this is in the nighttime, right?
The nighttime. You're talking about Sfiris Ayim now. We're talking about Sfiris Ayim. Mm-hmm. You want to eat. Now, again, the makar is not something again because you're usually eating supper before Marv, right? Marv times like the early sounds about like 9, something. Well, this guy wants to sit down. He got home late. He says, "Avol kishana ayin." When we look into this, Hamarv shatader yesh loy lahakim l'sfira shayim tadira. Kedisa b'chak Yaakov, right? We just saw this chak Yaakov. The Mishnah Berurah done this chak Yaakov. The Bar Alacha done this chak Yaakov. Some tough bei tested kan tazayin. Upel al zeh shehig mishabu bi alacha misefer mark siya tava mashkos mishachan arach siya v'alav da'ach et filos ar mariv seifrin tam mishum de bedayis rishayim hayunayim amas fal arvis kaidim alayla la'ez et tzayich dochak v'zeh ha'min adin ha'ach et filos arach tzadar kaidim. She says, what's the chan this mark siya, right? We brought down this mark siya. The Marxia says that you should daven, that the reason why you lose Shiras HaYom after Ma'ariv is because Ma'ariv, they davened early, and they finished Ma'ariv right when it was nighttime, so then, therefore, that nighttime, that's a perfect time for Shiras HaYom. It just happened to work out that way, according to the Marxia. Frech Demesha, what happened to Tanav Shein HaTanav Tanav Kaidim? What's the Marxia going to do with this?
What about the other? What about Hajj's Malach?
Oh, so he's gonna get. He's gonna mention that. He's gonna mention that. But that's just betzibur. But the shaila is. Why should you do Sfiras HaYom after Ma'ariv?
That's a hitter.
So the Marxia says. Marxia says that you should do it because it pumped works out because they davened Ma'ariv earlier. So information. What do you mean? Tadav chinu tadav tadav kaidav. What's Marxia thinking? Like, what's the?
So he's. What is he proposing then? Should be done.
He's saying you should daven Ma'ariv first. Hamin adin ha'achet feels Ma'ariv tadav kaidav. he does bring in an inyan that there's an inyan of Barayvam Hajjus Melech, any mitzvah, even if it's not something that you normally do with tzibur. Something that he doesn't need a tzibur, like Marv, you know, is an inyan to have a minyan. But Tzvirus Army, there's no inyan to have a minyan or anything. He says, even though you have any mitzvah, it's always better to do it Barayvam. That's it, any mitzvah. I guess lulav also. I guess I don't know. You know, any mitzvah, there's an inyan to do it b'raydan. And then he says that this whole thing of tamimais, right? I said that there's an inyan of tamimais. He says about the pshat is not that the second that it hits nighttime, you're gonna miss tamimais if you do it a minute later. To me, this just means you have to say Sfiras HaYom when it's nighttime, and you make sure that you're saying Sfiras. You don't have to be mitzamtzein exactly. As soon as it hits, you have to watch right. As soon as it hits, you say Sfiras HaYom, and then you're mekayim to mimos. So not even mekayim to mimos, even if you do it later. And he says that's not a reason either. Okay, so now take a look at the next paragraph. This is what I want to get into. The Gan Belulav. You have the next paragraph? This is very interesting. This is what we're talking about. The Gan Belulav Shemayim Harve Medaktikim Levarich Kayim Tefillah. A lot of people are very medactic to do bench lulav before tefillah. Timhani Mehad Tadr Kaidim. What do you mean? We have Tadr Chain of Tadr. Tadr Kaidim. You have lulav and you have shachars. What should you do first?
Shachars.
Tadr Chain of Tadr. Tadr Kaidim. That's his whole. The Ramesh is living with this whole Tadr Chain of Tadr. So he's saying, I'm Timhani on these people that bench lulav before tefillah. V'ulai, V'ulai, taimam hu meha dehevi amag navram esim etavresh mebeis evkan gemo dehashloa kosav. The shloa says, sheinaneya besukkah. There's an inyan to shake it in the sukkah. U'kishiyachachu, after chazar sashas, and if you wait till after you daven shachris, the shachris, yetirchu the tzipur gadol, lots of mebeis haknesas sukkah. Everyone's going to be running out. Some people do this, right? You run out after shachris, ulavarech shok to go do it in the sukkah. Shalchein dachu ma'alas tadr me'alasu. So what? You're pushing off tadr shein the tadr in order for you to do this ma'ala that the shla has that you should shake this lulav in the sukkah. So who says maybe one ma'ala is better than the other? How do you know? How do you weigh it? Maybe the shla says you should shake the lulav in the sukkah. But then you also have Tadr Shein HaTadr, so how do you weigh it? Zokter Maisha, Abel Tumua Litcha Yismaila Mufereshes B'masnisin, B'alfina Mikro. What do you mean? Tadr Shein HaTadr is Mufersh in the Mishnah. They learn it out from a Pasuk. And you're going to push off that Maila, Mimnei, Maila Zud Loitanya B'masnisin. From this Maila, it's not said in any Mishnah. U'bishnei Tamudim, and in Talmud Yerushalmi, and Talmud Yerushalmi. No Talmud talks about this. So how can you push it off? So he wants to be Mulam Eschus. So he says, Ah, Ulai Kivein Sheyesh Maimo Lechus Halulav Kolayan. There's a Milo you should know to hold the lulav the entire day. People do this. So some people, I don't know of any, there's something they hold the lulav, they go, they take the lulav with them, mamish the whole day. She said, Huska Bigamar Suga. This is already brought down in the Gemara. There's an Indian in the Gemara to hold the lulav the entire day. Dachman Alpha Mbez. Was the minig of Yerushalayim, not Yerushalayim. The minig was to hold the lulav the entire day.
It was like Tmimis. Like
yeah, exactly. So it's the Indian to hold the wool the entire day. So therefore the eifin of the mitzvah is that every single second you're holding the lulav. Now if that's what you're trying to accomplish, so then that's not going to be shver from tadakaitin. Shadin hakadima hapashit she'ena l'noya masiyas mitzvah shehu b'chol hayayim ashurak maila v'am of leil chiyuva ela hakdim l'mitzvah. What's tadar she'ena tadar tadakaitin? He says the idea of tadar she'ena tadar tadakaitin is when you have two mitzvahs that are possible to do later and now. You can do them now, you can do them later. No big deal. So he says if you have an option, which one to do first, so then avadi, you should do the one that's tadar. But If your mitzvah is to hold the lulav the entire day, if that's what you're trying to do with your mitzvah, so then you gotta do it right as soon as you wake up. So then as soon as you wake up, you should make the bracha. When a tadar she'ena tadar doesn't push off a mitzvah that you have pressing on you right now, you can't say, well, you know, I shouldn't put on my tzitzis now because I have to daven shacharis. But you have to wear your tzitzis. So you put on your tzitzis. So yeah, whatever, any mitzvah that comes up, I can't make a bracha, a shakel, on this water because I have to daven. No, because you want that now. That's a mitzvah that's right now. But if you have a mitzvah that you have an option to do it now or later, and you have one mitzvah that's tadr, so then you should do the tadr. So he says, but if you have this minig, if you're trying to get this milo, which is already brought down in the Gemara and Sukkah, then you should hold the lulav the entire day. So then, okay, I understand why you should maybe bench the lulav first.
I haven't seen too many people do that.
Yeah.
So look what he says.
Yeah.
Aval im kain. I just skipped the two lines. It's aval im kain. You have it.
Yeah.
Aval im kain is manenu. Sha'af hamidaktikim b'mitzvahs ein noyagim b'mayel azu shalach Yerushalayim. Yiv izman hazeh, you don't find anybody doing it. Levad yechidei segula. Some yechidei segula do it. Hara yesh le'elu she'ein noyagim b'mayel azu levarech ala lulav atr chazaras hashatz. They should, everybody, unless you're doing this minig, they're holding the lulav the entire day, you gotta bench the lulav after chazaras hashatz. Kind of mahal, we didn't gomer the tadar kaidim. Because that's a din, we have a din. Tadar v'shim v'tadar, tadar kaidim. Maybe that's the pshat of the machaber. The machaber says that the ikum mitzvah of lulav is to do it b'shas hal. Al kapadim. The next line is very important. Al kapadim mikivon shetader kaidem tzarech lispar acher mariv dafka af kishahutzuch lisacher esman. Back to Sfiras Haimer. He says therefore, after he's explained to you how tadar she'ena tadar is a much bigger din than any other din that been the Gael Lulav, and certainly with Sfiras Haimer too, he says, therefore, you should do Sfiras Haimer dafka after Mar. Therefore, if you're eating before Mar, because of this smach that you have this minion kavua, you're going to daven later, ain't less than gamish vil sfira. He should be more machmer sfira than kriyishma, which is daraisa. Okay, so that's Ramesha. So Ramesha holds basically. It seems for me, okay, niyas daiti, that it seems that the mishabrua is more nicha for you to make sfira sa'aymer before marv, and Ramesha seems that he's more machmer for you to do Meyer first.
Where is the Chavetz Chaim? Where is he? Where was he basing his? What do you think he's basing his?
So I mean, number one is that just the rhymes, right? So Tach Bei Tes Sivkan Beis, when he says you should do it after Meyer, he says this reason of Tamimais. That you should do it the first second. Ramesha doesn't like that.
Right.
I didn't go through it because
he brought it down.
Yeah, he brought it. I don't want to go through it. But he says it, but he doesn't like it. He says Avada, that's Tamimus is right, even if you don't do it right away.
Right.
But it seems to Ramesha that there is an Indian.
Right.
Now, what's that Indian? The Be'er Halacha, he brought down two Shitas, right? The Mark Tzia, and he brought down the Chak Yashin. The Mark Tzia, he says that the whole reason is because then you're supposed to do it as soon as it hits nighttime.
Right.
And the only reason why you do it after Marv is because Marv they daven earlier.
Right.
So it seems like the Mishnah Berurah is going aligning himself with that sheet of Mark Tzia. Also, later on, the Mishnah Berurah said, it's a katan yud ches, that if he says, right, he says, kas v'achroinim, dim yas v'achrechavim, mutter loy lispar, afilu loy hispal adayin marv. It's mutter to dav, it's safe for your side, right, even before you dav marv.
Right.
So according to Moshe, no, sir, you have to daven Maariv first because Hadar Shin Tana Tana Kaidan. So it seems to me, that we have a little, I don't know, big machlokes, but it seems that the Ramosha certainly would rather you do Maariv before a sphere assignment. Okay, there's another very good Shmak Hashem, but I think we're going to have to wait for next week, and I'll just to whet your appetite. The Ramosha is a shy like this. Let's say, I'm just going to tell you the shy, I'm going to leave it. And then also next week we'll talk about shading. Ramosha says like this, let's say Thursday night, and I don't want you to look at the Ramosha, but let's say Thursday night you forget to do Sphere Seimer. Okay? Thursday night you forget to do Sphere Seimer. Then comes Friday, and you forget the whole Friday, and you make early Shabbos.
Yeah, you can still count.
Let's say you make early Shabbos, and then after your Makabel Shabbos, you remember that you forgot to do Sphere Seimer, but it's still daytime.
But just as we already said already, according to Ramosha, let me say that I mean, it's not the Ramosha, according to the one of the proofs of the Mishnah Brura, that you could say even before Maariv, meaning you could say Sphere Seimer before Maariv.
Before. What do you mean? Before. Meaning, so let's say you count before Maariv.
After
if you do count before Maariv.
Right.
These are all things we were talking about. I mean, the Mibayit Yoyim, and if you're with the Tzibra, even though if they're davening before. But they're the davening Maariv, at least.
Right.
So here, let's say the guy, you made early Shabbos.
Well, he davening Maariv also.
Right, so you daven Maariv. Yes. You daven Maariv.
Oh, plug.
You made early Shabbos.
Okay.
Made early Shabbos.
Yeah.
And now you're walking home, it's still broad daylight, and your guy reminds you that Sphere Seimer. And you remember that you forgot Thursday night.
Right.
So can you
catch
up with it?
Yes, you can.
Okay. So tomorrow we'll discuss, next week we'll discuss whether you're allowed or not.
You are.
Okay. So we'll see what Moshe has to say about it. And then also, we'll talk about shaving. That's Kishmaf, right? Well, we should talk about this week, because next week already is going to be locked by so soon.
No, that's on the gate already next week.
I know, next week I'm going to tell you. Okay, fine. Shkayach.
Looks like we all hold here that you shouldn't shave.